Moxie, that was kind of the cliched game of two halves. If you're looking for a response from your team in the second half after probably a disappointing first half, you certainly got it. It was a great performance, but probably just left yourselves with too much to do after that first half.
Yeah, look, 10 points was a mountain to climb, but look, we did put ourselves in a great position. We got down to three, and then there was that bamboozling decision to overturn the free against free in, so that took it from back to... I mean, they've got the feeling, got up another one, so that took it back to four, and it was very difficult then with the time it was left. But we were very poor in the first half, and we were a good bit better in the second half, and as you say, probably just left ourselves too much to do in the end.
What did you improve on in the second half? Do you think that made such a difference in terms of performance?
I think we probably got a more aggressive press on the kickout situation, and then we caused a bit of bother. We turned over a few kickouts, and look, we probably won a few of the individual battles, but I think probably Nicole McLaughlin move on to Kira O'Sullivan was probably a big factor of the game. She dictated the whole play in the first half, and Nicole just went tighter on her at half time, and that was definitely a big impact on the game for us.
You really lost, I suppose, on the three girls that got the scores of Vaughan and Geraldine as well, and Karen too. Like, do you need more of just something that David said on commentary here as well? Do you need maybe a greater spread of scores, maybe other players chipping in with scores, maybe in the half forward line, or even a little bit further back as well?
Yeah, look, it's something we're well aware of, you know, but you just can't make scores, you know, sometimes you can't put on what God left out, and it's an issue in our play right, you know. We do rely on the three girls up front, but listen, a lot of the main teams do that, you know. They rely on the key forwards, but look, I don't think that's ultimately what lost us the game. It was just the poor first half, I think, was the biggest issue for us. We just give them, you know, too many handy scores, and I say that's probably the biggest reason we beat, I think.
Just to check on a girl injured last week, obviously here on the coach's Blondie, had a really bad injury, unfortunately, that crucial. That's probably going to rule it out for the season, I'd imagine, but it's tough for the team to lose an important player, but obviously the player herself then as well.
Yeah, look, it's a very sad situation, you know. She's a great girl, Blondie, and you know, she gave us so much, and you know, she was a real heartbeat for the team in terms of her work rate and work ethic. So from that perspective, it's very disappointing for Blondie herself and for the team as a whole. Yeah,
and just moving forward now, you've moved into the knockout stages. I suppose you have to rely on Cork to do you a favour against Waterford then, and maybe it's Dublin who lie in wait. Perhaps you probably have to wait and see how things work out, but it could be it's only a tough game no matter who you play in the knockout stages.
Yeah, that's right. Look, it looks like Dublin now, but look, that's the way it goes, you know. That's the road we made for ourselves, and we have to take it now.